Yeah, I'm here to pick up Shadow. He had the deluxe pamper package this week. I just got a call saying that he was ready to be picked up. Ah, yeah, the black hellhound. That's him. Alright, thank you. Oh, there's my big handsome boy. Aw, did he give you guys any trouble? Oh, I'm so glad to see you. He does love to play in the lava there. We don't really get to return home that often, so he won't come out of it for ages whenever we go visit Dad for the holidays. It looks like you got all the obsidian out of his fur, though. I really appreciate it. It takes forever to comb it all out. So, how much do I owe you? Great, no problem. Here, just charge it to this card. Oh, hold on a minute. Hello? Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, thank you very much. No, this isn't a bad time. I just had to pick up my dog. Huh? No, not the vets. I just got him a spa package recently and he was ready to be picked up. You guys have a good day too. Thanks again. Huh? Yeah, he was there when you came over. You probably just didn't notice him because he tends to stick to the shadows. Literally. Huh? No, nothing. So, what made you call? I haven't heard anything from you since the last time. I figured maybe I spooked you. Oh, well, that's a relief. I had a really good time. So, I wouldn't mind if maybe tonight we could... Huh? You don't want to do things like that anymore? Why? Didn't you like it? Exactly, so why not keep doing it? What's there to feel guilty about? How is it wrong if we both wanted it? Is this about Father Lucas? Wait, did you tell Father Lucas? No, I'm just relieved because I didn't want you to get in trouble. So, did you call me just to tell me you didn't want to sleep with me anymore? No, I'm not mad, I just... I'm just pretty pent up because I haven't even looked to do it with anyone else since we... You know. Yes, really. Why is that so hard to believe? I like you. I thought we were... I don't know. It doesn't matter anymore, so I guess I'll just talk to you later. I need to make some phone calls. Huh? Why shouldn't I? You want to come over? What for? No, I'm not trying to be curt with you. I've just been so horny the last few weeks. I can barely stand it. I'm skeptical, but... Sure, we can talk in person. Alright. I'm walking home, so... No, the car's fine. Shadow just doesn't do well with car rides. He tends to get too excited and... singes the upholstery. Nothing. I'll meet you at home in 10 minutes. Come on, Shadow. Inside. Ah, that's a good boy. I swear, if he comes over to preach abstinence tonight, you might just get a snack. Oh, geez. Maybe I am a bit hangry. He's here. Shadow, find a dark spot and make yourself scarce. Hey, come on in. I'd offer you a drink, but you seem to regret what happened last time, so... You don't regret it. You're just Struggling? With what? Your faith? How so? Ah. Can't get me off your mind, huh? First thing in the morning? Every morning? And at night, too? And sometimes even between prayers? That does put me in a better mood. What? The idea of you suffering so much at the thought of me turns me on. I am my father's daughter, after all. Look, I'm gonna be upfront with you, okay? I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do. But the fact is, tonight, someone is going to make me come. The only question is it gonna be you? That's a lovely panicked expression you got there. But no. You definitely deserve a punishment for ghosting on me like that. Plus, you're in the middle of that moral crisis of yours. So, if you're brave, you can follow me to the bedroom and see what's in store. You can have a seat on the bed if you want. What does it look like? I'm getting naked, of course. Don't worry. You can stay clothed until you stop struggling with your faith. But I wonder how long that'll last. And here we have a box of my prized possessions. What? You act like you've never seen vibrators before. Not in person? Oh, well then this will be a treat. Then, how about I just lay down right here, and you just sit between my legs. Yeah, right there. You like to study, right? Now I want you to study just how to pleasure me. I'll show you exactly how I like it. Be sure to pay close attention. Oh, because it's surely going to be on the test. Now this here is my favorite toy. Purple and thick. The veins feel really good. If I part my legs like this, you should get a really good view. Right? Oh, look how fixated you are already. Oh, it's such a shame. Oh, you being all tied up in that moral crisis of yours. Oh, whenever I'm this wet. Oh, I want you to watch just how this slides right in. Oh. 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 Oh, just like that. Granted. It doesn't feel as good as your cook, but... Oh, I'll just have to make do. You can hear how sopping wet I am, can't you? Oh, you can't take your eyes off the way my greedy pussy hungrily swallows up this toy. Oh, can you? I wish it was you instead. Yeah, it feels so good. I want it deep inside me. Hitting against my sweet spot until my legs quake. Oh God. Oh, but you hit that spot so good last time. I want it again. Fuck. But doing it myself, it doesn't feel as good as someone else doing it. Hey, you're a quick study, right? Fuck me with the toy. Make me feel good. Oh, please. I want you to make me feel so, so good. It's not technically sex, so you should have no moral crisis, right? There you go. There you fuck. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. It's been too long. Oh, don't stop. Almost like I've returned to my senses. Huh? What's wrong? That look in your eye. You look like you're ready to devour someone.